Hello.
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 Yes.
Hi, this is Will. Yeah, this is Will calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. I called you yesterday on regards of a survey.
Yes, you
asked me to call back today.
Yes, you did, and I was stepping out, and I told you to call me back.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So here we are. What can I do for you, Will?
Exactly. We are conducting, like I said, a small survey. And I don't know if you have a few minutes to help us out and answer a few questions.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
No? Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I'm not registered to vote.
Considering I don't live in the city of Miami, I live in unincorporated Dade County.
Okay.
So I cannot vote in that election.
But you are registered to vote in Miami.
Well, are we? Okay. Yes, very likely to vote.
Very likely to vote. Okay, thank you. Which political party are you registered with, Democrat or Republican?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? Do you consider yourself Hispanic, White Caucasian, Asian American, African American?
That's a good one, Hispanic.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm thinking. A little bit on the wrong.
Okay. Okay, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resilience, corruption in local government, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment?
I would say housing.
Okay, thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican. Probably vote for the Republican. Lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
We'll vote for the Republican.
Okay. Definitely, probably, or lean slightly?
Definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Cindy Lerner. Cindy Lerner.
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. Raquel Regalado.
No opinion.
Okay. Richard Prashnick.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor will held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Manny Sick, Daniela Levine Cava, or Alexander Otaola?
Daniela Levine Cava.
Thank you. And will you say you are definitely or probably voting for her?
Probably.
Thank you so much. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Presnick?
Raquel Regalado.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely or probably voting for her?
Probably.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in the county government?
The solution.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, on a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, park, infrastructure improvements, and environmental resilience projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against this proposal?
Oh, that was a big one there. God, I'm not sure. If I'm not sure, what can I say? No.
You can, I don't know. If you're not sure, that's okay. That's an answer as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more for their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. Much more less likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, somewhat less, I'm sorry. Much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference.
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive towards residents at a town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
Less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their own fortune developing and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. As a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of the US 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers.
Less likely.
Thank you so much. Cindy Lerner is running for a county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government and to take meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of the district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters.
I guess I will say less likely.
Thank you so much. Cindy Lerner is running for a county commissioner because, like you, she reads the newspapers and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling.
It's kind of hard because I'm not in the area of Pinehurst.
Yeah.
But I'll just say less than likely.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, we're almost done. I'm going to read to you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to Miami-Dade to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
What am I supposed to be saying? I'm sorry, I lost that.
Okay, the options you have is either much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, thank you. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact the protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. As an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough.
Less likely.
Okay. Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado believes that the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and ride share option.
Much like you.
Thank you. As your community commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Much likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado served as Miami-Dade County School Board member for two terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and pilot programs to help single mothers in government housing.
Much likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election. Thank you. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
Less likely.
Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, taking into account everything you just heard,
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Presnick?
Raquel Regalado.
Thank you. And would you say you definitely or probably be voting for her?
Definitely vote for her.
Thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok? Yes or no?
News. You didn't mention news.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. What about social media?
I don't do social media.
Okay. Now, the following are a list of websites, online newspapers, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly or follow this content but not regularly or do not follow this content at all. FM radio, do you follow, yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Miami community news?
Yes.
Regularly or not regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you. Local political blogs?
No.
No. AM, talk, or news radio?
No.
No. Online and dates?
No.
Local news like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
No.
Okay. What about Key Biscayne Independent?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college grad with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or do you have a postgraduate degree?
College graduate.
Okay, thank you so much. What is your national ancestry?
Hispanic.
Okay, but that will be Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan?
Cuban.
Cuban. Okay, thank you so much. In your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly Spanish, but some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly English, but speak some Spanish, or always English?
Mostly Spanish.
Mostly Spanish, okay. Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, okay?
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.